Say, Professor, excuse me for wearing these goggles. You see, I just got off a motor car and I forgot to take them off.
You've got a motor car, eh?
Why, of course I got a motor car. You see, there was a special sale of motor cars one day, and I got a $5,000 car for $4,999.87. Of course, that didn't include the extras, but then the extras only cost me $7,000 more. I tell you, it was a fine turnout. In fact, it would turn you out quicker than any car I ever saw, and you never had to crawl under it to fix it. Because if the slightest thing went wrong with the machinery, it would turn upside down for you instantly. The man said it was an 8-horsepower runabout. It was a runabout, all right. It would run about half a mile and stop. And as for that 8-horsepower, oh, my. It took 8 horses to pull it back home again. You couldn't make the thing run without a lot of dust. In fact, it took more dust to run it than it did to buy it. Well, I could do nothing with it, so I decided to get a chauffeur. You know, chauffeur's French for plumber. Well, sir, my plumber was a wonder. I asked him if he had a recommendation, and he said no, but he thought he could get one in a month or two. He expected his last boss would be out of the hospital by that time. Well, sir, he was the greatest fellow for running people down I ever saw, and he could make that car go so fast that it took 2 people to talk about it. One to say, here she comes, and the other, there she goes. Well, I took a chance with him this afternoon, and we certainly had a fine ride. The fine was $50. I thanked the judge, paid me fine, discharged the chauffeur, sold the car, got on a trolley, and here I am. And now, Professor, if you give me a little gasoline, I'd touch a match to it. Gasoline has an awful smell, a smell that on me grows. You can always find a motor car if you lonely follow your nose. But the terrible smell of gasoline, I learned to like it last. For when I get the whiff of it, I know the danger's past.